you heard that there's a big match on Sunday. England will, of course, be playing Spain in Berlin, 8 p.m. kickoff, which once again raises for us the perennially thorny issue of who do we support? Is there any chance that any of us are going to be chanting this? It's coming. Or will we be busting a move and popping hips to this? Of course, I'm only trolling you. There isn't actually really a choice, is there? We all know what most of us are going to be doing. And in one house in Kerry in particular, there is absolutely no choice whatsoever. And wait till you find out why that is. Derek Twiss from Milltown Castlemaine GAA Club is on the line. Good morning, Derek. How are you?
I'm good, Philip. How are you? Good morning.
So take us through this step by step. A number of years ago, you got yourselves an au pair and you were all sitting down watching television.
That's right, yeah. Back in 2016, Adriana came over to us. She was with us for about 6 or 7 months. So, yeah, and the first week or two, she was sitting watching a Real Madrid game with myself and my wife. And just in passing, she said she was a season ticket holder. And then about 5 minutes later, she said she was going out with one of the players, which turned out to be Danny Carvajal. So
hang on,
a surprise to us.
Literally, you see him at right back there. I'm going out with
That's
him.
Right. So, yeah, yeah. And she said,
she never made
a deal of it. To be honest with you, she's from Madrid herself, and her family would be. I think there were generations. They're kind of going back as season ticket holders. And was it
introduced into the conversation so casually in a way that you might not have believed her, or that it was absolutely credible?
We didn't believe it at the start, to be honest. It was just kind of said so casually. And then she started to show us a few pictures, and when she was at matches, and they'd be hanging around with Ramos and Pepe and all these other guys. So they'd be well known. But yeah, it was a shock in a way, but she was very down to earth all the time, so you wouldn't take much notice
of
it.
It's just as well you did believe her then, because Danny turns up with a boot full of footballs and jerseys in Castlemaine.
That's right. About a week before, he played the Champions League final. I think he flew into Dublin. A week before, and he drove from Dublin down to Kerry. He was on the phone to me just looking for the address of the house, so he wanted to surprise Adriana. Came down, spent about 2 or 3 days, I think, here, and did all the usual sightseeing in Kerry, and then headed back to Dublin to fly back for the Champions League final. It turned out he actually got injured in the final. He pulled the quad muscle, so I hope all the driving and flying had no part to play with that.
Well, that's some drive from Dublin to Castlemaine. It must have been love at the time. And you brought him to, a slightly different code.
Yeah, and then I just brought him to my own local club, is Milltown Castlemaine, so they were playing one of the evenings, I think it was Saturday or Sunday evening, so I brought him back to Clarendon to watch a match. But yeah, we went, I suppose we were there for the start of the game, and I could notice a few younger guys kind of all elbowing each other and nodding to each other, and they actually started to recognise Danny, so they came back and asked for a few pictures. A lot of people, I'd say about 20 or 30 young guys, got photos taken with him at the time, but he genuinely was a very, very down-to-earth guy. You know, if you met him, you wouldn't think for a second that he'd have the profile that he has, and the club and the country he plays with. But
what did he make of GAA?
A bit confused, I'd say, at the start, to be honest, taken back with some of the physicality in it. But even that night, he was looking to kind of find out more about it. So I showed him a few clips from Croke Park when Kerry were playing in a few All Irelands and stuff, and he just couldn't get over that it was an amateur status, you know, with 80,000 plus people watching it. That was more capacity than the Bernabeu had at the time. So yeah, he couldn't get over it, to be honest. But
I'd say he couldn't, because I have to confess, I went and I looked up his salary. This is a man who's on €1 million a month. So it must have absolutely blown his mind that there's people not only not making money, but probably losing money on the pitch.
Probably losing money on it, yeah. But that was kind of details behind the GAA, I suppose, and I was trying to explain that as best I could. Now, his English wouldn't have been perfect at the time, but Adriana was translating, so Yeah, it was, look, it was an experience.
God's
It's
sake.
something at times you look back and actually think, did it happen at all? But like he returned the favour then by bringing us over to Madrid.
Okay,
And
now
I think it was January in 17, I think he brought us back over to the game then as well. So yeah, just
spoiler
good.
Alert here. I also Googled Danny wife, and her name is not Adriana. It didn't last.
No, that's right. No, it didn't last. No, he's actually happily married now, and he's one or two kids, but he still stays in contact the odd time through my wife with Instagram and stuff. If we put up any posts in relation to our kids, he'd always like them and kind of give a reaction to it. So it's nice. And I think himself and Adriana still, they parted in good ways.
Good.
It was just a thing that
good.
Adriana continued to travel, and she's over in South America at the moment, but there's never a time goes past that she wouldn't send a voicemail for the kids' birthdays and stuff. So
sounds like an absolute gent, and somebody who leaves you with absolutely no confused loyalties whatsoever. You're obviously going to be sporting Spain.
Yeah, we'd have been soccer fans before, and you'd always kind of support Real Madrid with the players they had. But to bring us over to Madrid, he brought my son down into the dressing room after the game, and he actually got a picture with every player inside in the dressing room. And like, he met Sergio Ramos, Pepe, Ronaldo, Marcelo. Morato is actually Adriana's father, is Morato. He's the current captain of Spain. He's actually Morato's godfather as well. So there's a very close connection to the club through their family in that. And yeah, for us to be part of it was something special. Now, he gave us signed jerseys, signed football, and one of the names on it would be Ronaldo's, but like, I think they were called the Galacticos at the time because they had such an array of top quality players. But it was class, and it's nice to look back at
now. You do the name dropping so fluently and so well that I'm sure there'll be some who'll be listening to this and doubting it all. So we have put pictures up on Twitter on the countrywide account that establish and support all of the things that you're saying here. Derek, hope you enjoy the match on Sunday. Thanks very much for talking to us this morning.
No problem at all.
Take care.
Okay, thanks very much.
Good luck.
Talk to you soon.